Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn. You're listening to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. And tomorrow morning, 7:45, coffee at Carver's. Come on down. We have Susie Fair is going to be talking about HR things that you need to know for your business. Speaking of business, Jan Shaw, Success Alchemist, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, first question, that's not a Texas accent. Where are you from originally?
I'm from England, but I did marry a Texan.
Well, there you go.
Although we're no longer married, but yeah, he lived in England for 14 years, and we came over in 2010.
Okay.
To organize the Festival of Enlightenment in Estes Park, Colorado.
Wow.
Which
okay.
was held in June 2011.
All right.
Yeah.
And then what landed you here in Durango?
Well, we were living in Evergreen, just outside mm-hmm. Denver, for the first year. And then after the festival, we moved down to Austin for 4 years, but we missed the mountains. You know, I have a real feel for the mountains. And I hadn't been to Durango, and I'd developed a workshop called Empower Your Life, Achieve Your Dreams.
Okay.
And I took it on the road, and we came up through Durango.
Uh-huh.
To see Durango,
right,
and I fell in love with it.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
Planted your feet firmly in Durango soil, as they say.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not a city person, and you know, Denver's big city, and it just has a much nicer feel this side of the mountains.
Well, you know, and I can echo that sentiment because whenever I travel to a larger city, first traffic. I just, you know, and I'm always like, there's so many choices in, you know, where to buy something, where to get something. So you end up spending all day going around to 20 furniture stores or something, you know, whatever it might be. Where here I go, no, I have three choices. I will find what I need, and it's a wants versus need. So what I need is a couch, you know, but what I want is blah, blah, blah. But I can always find something. So explain Success Alchemist. What's a definition? That's a word. Honestly, I'm going alchemist.
Well, there is a book called The Alchemist, actually, I've forgotten the name of the author now.
Uh-huh.
But it's really about, you know, originally the alchemist was the one who changed lead into gold. And it's a mix of kind of the science, the practical, but an element of magic to it as well.
Okay.
And so what I do in my business is I help entrepreneurs and business owners be more successful with a mix of strategy, but also mindset and some manifestation thrown in there.
Very interesting. So with your experiences in helping businesses, what is the number one thing people don't think of? I mean, I hear undercapitalized. I hear that a lot. What's your experience? What people don't realize that they didn't know they needed when they open a business?
Well, I think a lot of people that start a business, they have two issues, really. And there is a statistic that says success is 80% mindset, 20% strategy.
Okay.
And people go into it thinking they just need strategy. And in some cases, don't necessarily have the business skills and the knowledge of how to develop a business. But they also come in with perhaps some self-doubt, thinking, mm-hmm. am I going to succeed, or fear of failure, and all of these kinds of things.
Right.
And the way I approach it is everything is connected. So, you know, you need to have that combination of both, because you can know all the strategy in the world, but if you're in that place of self-doubt, you procrastinate, you avoid, mm-hmm. you don't take the right action. If you've got the mindset, that's great, but you also need the skills and the knowledge and the strategies.
Well, and I've also heard, you know, like a lot of times people have a hobby or an interest or something, and people go, oh, you should go into business selling this. And whether it's, you know, online sales or a retail shop or managing something, but they create something and all of a sudden you realize I've got to pay taxes, I got to do this, and there's so much more that comes with it. So when you're working with an individual, do you take them through all those steps?
I don't focus on the financial side of things.
Okay.
That's not an expertise of mine. Mm-hmm. But I do look at business strategy. I look at target market, value proposition, you know, the need for doing some market research to make sure that what you're actually proposing to sell, whether it's a product or a service, actually has a market.
Right.
And a market for people that are able to spend money on it.
So if someone has this, you know, and entrepreneurs always have the, you know, 20 ideas. So if someone has an idea, they can come to you, Jan, and say, okay, here's my idea. And you can help them walk through and say, is it worth it? And first off, it's worth coming and talking to you so you can find out if there's a product or service that is marketable before they put a bunch of money into it and go, oh, I'm now $100,000 in the hole. I've taken out a second mortgage. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. And, you know, what I do is assess the level of commitment as well, because let's face it, having a business is one of the hardest challenges. Otherwise, there'd be no failure. You know, how many businesses fail within the first 5 years? It's a huge proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I do in the mindset side of things is really get people to get in touch with their passion and purpose. Because until you find that, if you're just going after it with kind of a half-hearted commitment, if things start to challenge you, mm-hmm. you're more likely to give up or get what I call shiny object syndrome,
which is what I have, yeah.
You know, which is where people go out and they think, yeah, I'd really like to do this, and within a short time, well, this isn't working as quickly as I expected, so I'll mm-hmm. go and try this, and I'll go and try this. But, you know, my approach is that we develop through the challenges. We become more proficient, more expert, mm-hmm. More successful. But we have to have a real commitment in order to work through those challenges and come out the other side and grow in the process. And if we don't have the commitment, we're more likely to give up.
Right. Well, that makes so much sense, because there's, like you said, the challenges that we don't realize when we go into business. Again, there's things that, you know, whether it's, let's say, you know, a 416 fire. Do you have enough cash reserves to get you through those down times? Do you have a great relationship with your banker? I always tell people, I know your banker, know an accountant, know an attorney, and a marketing person. Then you could, because you've got to have all those working together in order to be successful. Now, if somebody wants to reach out to you, what is the best way they can get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me on 970-852-4450.
One more time.
970-852-4450.
Okay.
Or they can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, and I'll spell alchemist.
All right.
A-L-C-H-E-M for mother, I-S-T.
Okay, so successalchemist.net. .net, okay.
And my email address is jan@thesuccessalchemist.net.
Okay, so, and then do you do like an initial consultation meeting? Walk me through those steps then that people can reach out to you, you know, what they can expect.
Yeah, I do an initial free consultation, and people come to me for different things, really. Some come primarily for the mindset. I've worked with people who have issues with the sales process, you know, mm-hmm. needing more confidence, especially if they want to grow the business.
Mm-hmm.
I also do web development, and
oh.
I'm known for websites with soul.
Ah.
And also social media marketing and digital marketing.
So let me ask you this, with the website, so if somebody has this idea, or maybe they are currently have a website, can you help them with an analysis and say, okay, what about this, because, you know, the website, we all go to them and you click on them, and all of a sudden they take you to five other steps before you can just, you know, buy now kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so can you do analysis of those?
Absolutely, yes. And work on funnels, mm-hmm. Sales funnels and so on. And I've just introduced a new service, which is to help businesses get more five-star reviews.
Oh.
Because people are, you know, when people decide on what they want to buy or yeah. what service they want, they now look at reviews as being a major factor. And
it's so funny you say it. I was looking for something for my wife for her birthday, and we were looking for, you know, small digital cameras, you know, self point shoot, and that was the first thing we did.
Yes.
To go to those ratings, you know, and absolutely. Oh, this one only has 3 ratings and 20 reviews. Okay. Right. I mean, so what without giving away everything, you know, because that's what you do for a living. What it's one thing that people should be doing? Is it asking their customer if they're really happy with what the service was, saying, can you please review us?
Yeah, it's being proactive in following up with customers to say, you know, if you've had a good experience, please leave a review, or even asking for testimonials for the website is one thing. And so many don't do that. So they can have lots of happy customers who aren't actually putting that out into the public domain so that other people can see it and choose that business above others.
Do you find that people are willing to do it, or do they need a little incentive? You know, hey, fill out, you know, rate us if you're, you know, tell us about your experience and receive 10% next purchase, or do people just say, you know what, I had such a great experience, I'll just do it?
To be honest, I think people like to give praise when they've had a good experience. You know, it's good to share that. You know, there is the saying that, you know, all publicity is good publicity, but you really don't want bad publicity.
Right.
Not when you're looking at reviews and things.
Sure.
And, you know, by keeping an eye on what reviews are coming through as well and addressing any negative reviews with a response, you know, actually gives you a much better image in the eyes of the people that are looking for that particular service.
Well, and taking control too, I think, of the situation.
Yes.
Now let me ask this. So, like with Google, I know a lot of people don't take advantage of putting on Google where your location is and all that free stuff they offer.
Absolutely.
Can you help people with that?
Yeah. In fact, I do social media marketing, including Facebook, Google posts, setting up the pages, setting up the business information and so on, and monitoring any reviews that come through and responding to them and so on, and putting regular posts up so that the visibility is maintained.
Wow. So what, in all your years in working with business, what has been the biggest change? Is it social media? Is it technology? What's the biggest change you've seen over the last 10 years, let's say?
I think it's the fact that so many more people have access to information instantly because of the mobile revolution. You know,
right.
I was in IT, in corporate IT for 24 years in the UK, working primarily in retail businesses.
Okay.
And of course, I started when it was still paper tape.
Sure.
And I was a COBOL programmer. But, you know, I've worked in those environments. Of course, it was all desktops. And even when social media first started, it was still very much desktop based. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote a book about social media back in 2008, I think it was.
Wow.
2006.
Okay.
Social media marketing in 30 minutes a day.
Oh, wow.
Which is way out of date now, and I must update it. But, you know, I spent also 4 years as an internet consultant and then incorporated my coaching work because I've always been very passionate about helping people to succeed when I was a manager in IT and so on.
You know, and going back to what you said, our iPhones or our, you know, just instant access.
Yeah.
It has changed because everything is at our fingertips. And it is amazing what, like you said, people, you know, Siri, hey, Google, whatever, and the instant information. So one more time, because we're going to run out of time, your phone number?
970-852-4450.
And your website?
TheSuccessAlchemist.net. And if you actually put SuccessAlchemist.net without the, you'll still get there.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, and I know you've been to a lot of our Coffee at Carver's, and maybe we'll see you at the next one tomorrow. And I really appreciate everything you've offered. Will you come back? Because there's so much more I want to ask.
I'd love to, yeah.
You will?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, Jack. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. Website one more time?
I'm sorry?
Your website one more time.
TheSuccessAlchemist.net. All right. You can email me at Jan@TheSuccessAlchemist.net.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come in.
Thank you, Jack.
And I'm going to have you, Squirrel, get me to focus. You've got to send it back to the studios. And for chamber events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.